another episode of Dice Hard, where we take your favorite movies and turn them into tabletop games. And now your host, Alex.
Welcome to another episode of Dice Hard, where we are doing a third episode in the Brigade trilogy. Today we have a special guest, Phoebe Wild.
Hi, everyone.
And we've got...
Sam. You used to go, oh, and our regular guest. And now you just go, and I'm like, yes, I'm waiting.
I was waiting for you to just say hi or something. I guess it wasn't very smooth.
No.
Okay. And take it away, Phoebe.
Cool. Well, we are doing Ghost Rider, which is the synopsis of this one is the stunt motorcyclist Johnny Blaze gives up his soul to become a hellblazing vigilante to fight against power-hungry Blackheart, the son of the devil himself. This is the 2007 Nicolas Cage movie.
This was a lot worse than I remember.
it's filmed in Melbourne, though.
You know what? I was watching this movie, right? It was only 2 days ago I was watching it, and there was one scene, it was near the start, and he's walking through an alleyway or something like that, and I saw some graffiti in the background, and I'm like, I know that graffiti. You know, being a graphic designer and stuff. That's what I look at. I saw the graffiti.
You didn't notice the bridge that's very This is way before the bridge, right?
This is almost, you know, he's Nicolas Cage, so it's past the young era of Johnny Blaze's life. But I saw the graffiti and I'm like, I know that graffiti. I know that alleyway. I know that tag. I think this is filmed in Melbourne. And then he did the bridge thing and I'm like, oh yeah, that's definitely filmed in Melbourne. And I had no idea. Why would they film this in Melbourne?
Because it's cheaper.
Cheaper than what?
Filming in the US. It was when this movie came out.
That's crazy.
Lots of movies are filmed here or Canada rather than the US because as far as currency conversion goes, they use crews here because it's much cheaper. Also, here in Canada, the work ethic of a lot of our crews, so I've heard, is better than that of the work ethic in the US.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe we've got better unions.
Yeah, maybe. Good to have some inside information there. All right. Did anyone come up with a good starting player?
Ooh.
I thought it was the last person to have a staring contest and win because he does his penance
stare. I like that. Yeah, I like that.
Could be, I don't know, last person to burn themselves. He's got the whole fire thing going as well, really.
That's true. He really does set himself on fire there.
Last person to chat with the devil himself.
That was just this morning for me, yeah.
Yeah, nice.
All right, well, let's hear your pitch then, Phoebe.
Honestly, I'm struggling a little bit with this one. I don't really know what a good starting point is. So why don't you guys take it away and I'll vibe off you guys.
Okay.
So who is our first actual player? The last person to speak to the devil himself.
Again, you win.
I win. Well, I consider... Yeah. Yeah, all right. I liked whoever burnt themselves last, personally.
I could have done that with every Brigade episode.
Yeah, well, maybe it is. Maybe it is every Brigade episode is that. We know because we definitely recorded them all in order.
Yes, this is the third one. Anyway.
This is the third one. We've done the other two already. We know what's up.
Why don't you just go first, Sam?
Okay. All right. Well, Marvel is my wheelhouse. And I'm going to go outside the movie a little bit here because I also don't like the movie. But I like the character Ghost Rider. But there's actually been four different Ghost Riders, or four major Ghost Riders. So I was imagining a four-player game where you all play one of these four Ghost Riders.
I want the one with the horse.
Well, there's Johnny Blaze. You've got the horse. I think there's Danny Ketch. There's one called Elijah Drab Jones or something, and then there's Robbie Reyes. Robbie Reyes actually showed up in the newest season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, okay.
He's got like a sick car. Sick. That actually, Ghost Rider in that show is better than Ghost Rider in the Ghost Rider movie.
Fully understandable.
So I was having everyone play as one of those characters, and even though that's not how the Ghost Rider works, you there's only one Ghost Rider at a time. But you know, we'll overlook that minor fact. And I was imagining the devil, you know, would be the main villain. You know, you've got his son in the movie, which we should probably use to tie it into the film. How gameplay would work, I was imagining a board with actual pieces, just because, you know, the bike and the horse and the car, and that's all part of Ghost Rider. So you want something like tangible that you can play with. At least I would. And I was imagining, yes, like a... I don't know, maybe... I was trying to think how you do it. I was imagining almost a Cluedo without the dice rolling. So you move around a board, gathering souls, at least enough to... gathering enough souls to get yourself released from the devil's curse. Like, to repent enough for your sins or whatever.
I like it.
How gameplay would actually go, I hadn't really decided on. I imagine it'd be a lot of card drawing and trading with other players and the like.
Oh, okay. Yeah, cool. That's similar to mine. Yeah, keep going. Cool.
Very cool. Well, that's actually as far as I got.
Oh, okay.
I didn't get much further than that as far as the actual gameplay goes.
Okay.
I just like the idea that you're all a different Ghost Rider, and it's whoever's to release their soul the quickest. kind of wins. Whoever gets the most souls.
Yep, fair enough. I had a trading mech in mind as well. So I was actually picturing everyone as an individual character. So someone might be the devil, someone might be Blackheart, someone might be Ghost Rider, and someone might be the girl. I don't know. Or even Carter Slade, which was the caretaker Ghost Rider.
Mm.
If there's only one Ghost Rider at a time, I don't know much of the lore here. Those two were riding together, and Carter Slade was the original one.
Yeah, man, that movie's not great, but I'd have to do some reading on the on the lore, because the thing with comic books is there's so many different versions of the lore.
Yeah, that's true.
that sometimes there's, you know, there's only one Ghost Rider, and sometimes there's 12.
Yep. Okay. anyway, I like the character as well, and I am going from the movie. But each person's role has a different sort of objective. Like the devil wanted to get the contract. Oh, sorry, the devil wanted to kill his son, and get the contract. While the son wants to get the contract, Ghost Rider wants to kill Blackheart and keep the contract. Everyone wants a contract. I don't know who the fourth role is. But anyway, everyone has a role. Now, imagine like Catan, right? You know in Catan where people need resources to do things. They can also trade resources to do things. So if you're really desperate for something, you might even start trading 2, 3, 4 resources to get the one resource you need to try and buy something. So I figure contracts have to play a big part in it. So there'd be contracts on the board. You've got 5 or so cards in hand to start with, and you can pay things that the contracts need to gain points.
Right.
So there might be like a... they have the 3 sidekicks there. There's water, air, and earth. I've actually got their names here. So water was Willow. So to kill Willow, you need to get certain resources, and then you can fulfill the contract of killing Willow. And anyone can do that. But... once you've spent the resource, you've got less cards in hand, not as useful to you anymore. But during your turn, you can either trade or draw a card. Or both. I don't know. Maybe both. Now, as contracts are a big part of it, you can organize trades with people. So say I need 4 cursed souls, right, to do this certain contract. I might go, hey, Sam... do you want to trade something? And Sam's like,
no, not
innocent. Really. And he goes, yeah, definitely. I'll trade something with you. And I say, all right, well, I'll give you, I don't know, a piece of the contract for 2 cursed souls. And Phoebe goes, nah. Hey, I'll tell you what, I'll give you 3 cursed souls for that piece of the contract, because Phoebe really wants a contract piece. And I'll be like, okay, sure. And then I put my card upside down and hand it to her, and she puts her cards upside down and hand it to her. And I pick up my hand, and Phoebe's giving me two cursed souls and like a fluffy bunny or something like that.
Right.
She's reneged on the contract, but it's fine because I gave her, I don't know, a dressing gown. So I didn't really fulfill my part of the contract either. But I do have enough of some resources to fulfill a contract on the table, getting me points. So Phoebe's been burnt by me and I've been burnt by Phoebe, so I might be
fire.
Yeah, you like that. I might not be as forgiving and trade with her when she really needs something later, you know? So it's a little bit of a social game where you're trading or not trading or fulfilling a contract or, you know, keeping your word or not keeping your word. And the idea is to fulfill contracts on the board to get points, but to end the game, you need to fulfill the obligation of your character. So for the devil's case, he needs to be able to control Ghost Rider and kill his son. So he needs like three Ghost Rider cards and three of his son cards. And then he wins the game or ends the game by getting this condition. But you only want to end the game when you have enough points, right? And whenever you spend your cards on contracts, you need to draw up or gain more cards again somehow. So during your turn, you always draw a card and then you trade with people, hopefully gaining what you need or gaining more than you need or gaining more cards that you can use later on different contracts. And you're either being true to your word or contract or not being true to your word or contract and burning other people. How's that sound?
Cool. Yeah. Sounds good.
Okay, job done. We can finish the episode here. How, can we tie this in with your idea, Sam?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, I think they could mesh quite well. The difference would be that we'd remove it from the movie a little bit.
Yeah, sure. I got no problem.
Include some other Ghost Rider lore and characters, and then you can do stuff from the sequel as well. You could do stuff from the show, or the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. show, I should say.
Yep.
And comic stuff. I think you get a little more freedom then, as far as like options for tasks and contracts that need completing.
Yeah. True. Yeah.
Because not a lot happens in that movie, really. God, it's such a bad movie. Anyway.
What did you think of the movie, Phoebe?
It's certainly a Nicolas Cage movie, let's just say that.
Good response. What did you think about those ideas?
Yeah, I think they're good.
Anything we can work with?
I think what I was kind of had in mind as a possibility was either if you made it team-based or like a one versus many kind of thing. So if you had different characters you can play, but some of them are semi trying to work together, or you have, you know, one person playing as Blackheart and everyone else is basically at the point of the movie where they're trying to kill him. And, you know, different characters could have different abilities and things like that. So for the ones who are working together, they can, you know, bounce off each other and trade more easily and, you know, whatever they're doing in gameplay, they can coordinate a little bit as well.
Ah, yeah, that would have been cool because Blackheart has the abilities of his cohorts, like the air, earth, and water. So he could use, maybe they'd have different decks, or you know, one deck altogether, and he could use cards that sort of simulate them attacking the other players and doing different things.
Yeah.
Because, like, the water guy was in the puddle and he held down Ghost Rider's foot so he couldn't move. And, I mean, the air guy couldn't be hit, so...
Yeah, so Blackheart could have, you know, those abilities that he could deploy. If we're using a board, you know, he could deploy, you know, the air and water to attack the other players and activate their abilities and things like that. That was kind of what I had in mind.
That's a good idea too. Now I don't know what to do.
It's a hard knock life.
Suggestions? Which one are we going
with? Put all three of them together.
We could make it. Yeah, you could. I have no idea how it would work. No, it's not working in my head. I don't know if my head's not working fast enough.
It is. Or it just can't. It's too early for my brain to work.
I don't know if I can combine these ideas very easily. So we might have to go with one of them. Which one do we go with? Okay, tough great choices. Oh, this is a really good tie interval. My wife just came in with a cup of tea. Isn't she beautiful?
Oh, wonderful.
thank
bring
you.
Enough tea for everyone?
No. And I can't pour it down the mic either. So.
Oh, you don't have the Willy Wonka PC
you could,
yet?
You could try.
No, Willy Wonka PC. Sorry, guys. I can let you sniff it. Just have a smell.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah, wunderbar.
It's also burning hot.
Well, that's kind of what boiling water is, Alex.
I was just trying to make another hot reference because, Ghost Rider and stuff.
Fire, I get it.
Yeah,
that one crashed and burned.
Okay, well, executive decision. I feel like maybe Sam and mine is a little bit more formed than Phoebe's one.
Yeah, let's go with it.
So maybe we'll try going in that direction. All right, Sam, run us through again, just slightly. So we've got four different Ghost Riders, and we're all trying to...
So my idea was four different Ghost Riders, and we're all trying to collect enough souls to stop being the Ghost Rider.
Is that what he actually did, though? Did he collect the souls?
Again, yes. He's collecting evil souls for the devil, essentially.
Okay.
He's not collecting them for his personal self so much. But I liked your idea of completing contracts more.
Okay.
So I like the race to complete contracts. I essentially like your game, but without the constrictions of the movie.
Okay.
So we make the playable characters various Ghost Riders, and each with their own, you know, you could each give them their own kind of little flavor. Although I kind of like what you were saying, Phoebe, having like different characters who are kind of allied with each other.
Yeah.
So you could have bad guys, and like you could have a couple of Ghost Riders or a couple of bad guys, and you could go that kind of way.
Actually, a couple of Ghost Riders could be bad guys, because I had to actually research this, because I watched the entire movie and I'm like, that was a pile of crap. So I went onto the wiki page and I had to read the synopsis because I feel like it just left a ton of things out.
Yes.
So while reading the wiki page, I noticed it said that this particular Ghost Rider was a lot stronger because he sold his soul for a different reason than the other Ghost Riders. So the original all the other Ghost Riders previous, they sold their souls for greed or greedy purposes, so to gain fame or fortune. But he sold his soul for love. He sold his soul for his father, which made him a more powerful Ghost Rider. So you can have the greedy Ghost Riders, and you could have...
I didn't know that about the movie. It's so freaking lame.
Yeah, I know. So you can have the ones that you could have. If it was a four-player game, you could have two that sold their souls for love and two that sold their souls for greed, which would play slightly differently. And you wouldn't know who was who, I would assume.
No, that's true. You could, yeah. I mean, there's a couple of Ghost Riders that did it for love. I don't know how much that is a thing in the comics. But yeah, there's actually a version. I was just I'm looking through. There was a mini series where there was actually a version of Ghost Rider from the American Civil War, which just is so sick. It's just really cool. Anyway.
I'm not too up to date on American history because, you know, we're in Australia and we study Australian history. But in the American Civil War, who were the good guys and who were the bad guys?
Well, everyone were really just killing everyone else, but it was the North versus the South, and the South wanted to keep slavery, so I'm going to hazard a guess and say the North were the good guys.
And did the North win? I'm assuming the North won because slavery was abolished.
They did. It was Abraham Lincoln, and he got assassinated immediately after the war.
Oh, okay. Does that mean that the Ghost Rider of the American Civil War went around killing the people of the South as cursed souls, or, you know, non-innocent souls?
I don't know. I've never heard of this until I just saw it now on the wiki page. Set during the American Civil War, it finds Confederate, who are the South, Officer Travis Parham. Confederate were the South, weren't they? Yes. Travis Parham, avenging the murderers of his friends.
The murder of his friends.
And he meets a horse riding... Yeah, I don't freaking know, man. It was probably dumb. Most comics are dumb.
Okay. All right.
Let's move on.
Let's move on. Okay, so if we have four different Ghost Riders, do we want hidden agendas?
I think that'd be good.
I think it'd be good too. Like, I liked the idea that it was a hidden agenda that could end the game, and you could end the game whenever you wanted as long as you had more points than everyone else.
Oh, you know what you could do? Sorry to cut you off, but you know what you could do is
tell us,
a bunch of different contracts available, so maybe, you know, 8 contracts, and everyone is trying to fulfill one of those contracts, but you don't know which one.
Yep.
So you're trying to figure out what other people are going for and stop them while also getting yours and not giving away, like, which soul you're trying to capture or which, you know, whatever objective you're trying to complete.
Awesome. So you want like, say, that's 2 per player. We want to make it a bit harder. So maybe 7 contracts.
Well,
or 9 contracts.
I guess what I was going for is have 8 available, but only 4 in play.
Yep.
So it makes it difficult to figure out which one each person has. Because if there are just 4 available, then if you make deduction an aspect of it, then the deduction's super easy once you get like a third into the game.
Yeah, true. Yeah, no, I did want deduction as an aspect, because if someone is sort of collecting cursed souls over whatever else is needed on the field, then you're going to know that they're going for the cursed souls one, so maybe you want to try, because you might have some already, so you'd be like, oh, well, I could sort of steal this from under them so they don't get the points.
Yeah. So if you have, say, you know, 6 or 8 contracts available, but only 4 of them in play, then you have to do a bit more effort to try and figure out what people are going for. I guess.
Exactly. I sort of pictured a deck of contracts, though, so it's sort of a bit more random.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean that the things that you collected at the start of the game will be useless later in the game, because another contract might come out that you can fulfill the requirements of.
Yeah.
Did we want trading to be a part of it as well? You had that, didn't you, Sam?
Trading? Yeah. I like the idea that your, like, evil lying trading was interesting. Because knowing the people I would usually play this game with, they would just constantly be screwing you over.
Perfect.
I think the interesting thing about that, I actually just played MegaCiv a couple of weeks ago, and that's got a really interesting trading element, kind of like that, where you can lie about what you're giving each player. But the thing is, you can trade... resource cards, and you have to be truthful about the first 2 items you say you'll give them, and then you can lie you can lie through your teeth for the other ones. So I really like that, because you can screw people over, but it's not completely lying. Like, you know you're going to get something out of the deal, but you're still taking a gamble of, okay, what chaos are they going to possibly unleash on me as well? So it was a really nice balance between screwing people over and trading.
With that game, how many resources do you need to sort of complete something, though?
Well, you got sets of, like, 3 to 8 cards. And, like, the more cards you had of a type, the more valuable it was. But even if you had, like, the first card was truthful and the second card could be a lie or something like that.
Okay. Because I sort of pictured that the contracts wouldn't be too expensive, and you don't need to get sets or I mean, you need to get multiples of a card, but having sets of a card is more valuable than having all different cards.
Yeah.
So if the contracts are only like three cards or four cards needed, and you have at least five cards in hand, you should be able to complete a contract. So it might not be fully necessary in this sort of situation. But one of the things that I pictured in my head was that, like, I say to Phoebe, hey, I need some souls. Do you have any souls? And you're like, yeah, I've got some souls. What are you going to give me for them? And I say, you know, something you might need. And I give you two cards, you give me two souls. But because they're face down, I look at the two souls and I go, oh, you did not just lie to me. And then everyone else thinks you're a liar.
Mm.
Even though you've been 100% truthful and you've made a good deal. Because that means that other people are less likely to trade with you because I've said that you've lied. But I mean, that's
some dirty play.
Yeah, it is dirty play, but it's sort of like that part of social deduction. And you'd, of course, argue. You'd be like, but I gave you exactly what you wanted, you liar, you know.
You son of a...
yeah, but I mean, that's what I pictured in my head sort of happening, like... And people would just flat out lie and give you crap you don't need. What would some of the resources be? Like, cursed souls was a part of it. I mean, he collected cursed souls. I felt like maybe actually having control of the Ghost Rider or using the Ghost Rider as a resource, because he went bounty hunting, I guess, is a way to put it. He went and killed Air, Earth and Water, Abigor, yeah. Gressel and Willow. And Blackheart, like, he went out and killed them, and I felt like that was a resource that could be used, using Ghost Rider's abilities, even money or cash, because he had lots of money and cash to buy stuff.
I think also weapons and vehicles are a key part of Ghost Rider.
True.
Just yeah.
Everything. So, like, Robbie Ray, for example, if we're going with multiple Ghost Riders... Robbie Ray's Ghost Rider is he had like dual swords in some comics, and he had like a car. Obviously, you've got the chain, you've got the shotgun. In the second Ghost Rider movie, he used one as one of those giant cranes.
Oh, cool.
Which turns into a giant Ghost Rider crane, because every vehicle he uses turns into a Ghost Rider vehicle.
Well, how did he use this crane?
I don't remember, man. It's been a long time since I've seen that movie.
Oh, okay.
I didn't even rewatch the first Ghost Rider for this one, because it's terrible. The second one is
better,
though.
Hang on a second. There's a second Ghost Rider movie.
Oh yeah, it's more Nicolas Cagey, but also better overall, I think.
It's still got Nicolas Cage in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it actually well written?
No.
It's just better.
All
right. It's just more entertaining on a purely visual note.
Okay, well, I lost interest. It's okay.
Why would you think it was written better? You saw the first one, right?
Yes, yeah, I really did, unfortunately, watch the first one.
No, but in the second one, he uses like a giant, like, what? It's one of those things, I think it's a crane. I don't know. But yeah, it was like this huge freaking mining gear. It turns into a giant Ghost Rider mining gear. It's pretty cool.
Does it move around, or is it still stationary?
I think it was stationary, but he used it to kill a bunch of guys, if my memory serves correctly.
Okay.
As awesome. You do.
Yeah, weapons and vehicles definitely a part of it. I feel like that's part of the whole petrolhead mentality in the movie.
I feel like trading character items makes a lot more sense thematically than trading souls, because like, why would Ghost Riders want to give each other souls, I guess, is what you want to answer. And like, why are players motivated
That's
to trade
point.
With each other? So I feel like
maybe souls are your currency. So that's your victory points.
I was going to say, yeah, souls would be victory points, and items would be resources that
yeah.
you can trade.
Yeah.
That's a good point,
that probably
Phoebe.
Works better.
So if you use items to do actions, I guess, to, you know, attack, or you needed vehicles to move around or move faster, and things like that, and then everyone would need different items based on what they're trying to do. So there's more incentive to trade with other players to get what you need.
Yeah, definitely. So it all depends on what the contracts are. So a contract might require you to travel a distance and then attack someone. So you might need, a couple of vehicles and then a couple of weapons, and then you fulfill that contract. Because, I mean, as far as I know, Ghost Rider can't be killed easily.
No, not easily. Not really at all. Nope.
I mean, there might be little contracts as well. Like, it might just be stare at someone, the pen and stare.
I think that would be like a playable resource, the pen and stare, like a power. Because you could also have powers as a playable resource.
I was just thinking people would do that after they get traded badly. Just stare at someone else. You're like, thanks.
So
it could be a resource as well. So we got weapons and we got, I guess, Ghost Rider powers. Powers?
Powers?
Yeah.
Yeah, you call them powers.
I mean, what else does he do in the movie besides bounty hunt?
You should get points for stunts. Bonus points for stunts.
I mean, they could be contracts too, because he's got to live his everyday life as well, doesn't he?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, definitely stunts. Easy.
Again, that depends on the version, but you can have you'd want a lot of options and a lot of different contracts that you can perform.
Yeah, you'd have a whole deck, but I mean, they'd all be worth different things, factoring in how many resources it takes to win that particular contract. And then, I mean, my end game thing. So what's a good way of ending it? Because my idea was that each person has an individual goal that they're sort of building up to at the same time as fulfilling contracts. But
fulfilling the little contracts, yeah.
I don't know if that still works. Like, what would be a good end game thing here?
Well, you could have a the hidden goal of each individual player that they have to achieve, and if they achieve it, they win. Alternatively, you could have a countdown as the most contracts completed is a winner, or the most souls collected through performing contracts, which is then your victory points.
That's actually, that's probably a better idea, a countdown. So if it's a countdown, is there anything Ghost Rider related that does sort of count down? Because,
well, when it comes to day in the movie, he switches back, right? You could have it all in a one night type deal.
Oh, I like that, Sam. We're including time.
Yeah, so you could have around per hour or something like that.
Yeah, or even the contracts you get actually cost time as well.
Yeah, that could be it, yeah. Well, yeah.
Ooh.
Mm.
Yeah.
No, I feel like a contract would, a round would be an hour or whatever, and you have, like, each contract would take an hour.
Yeah, so we've got roughly maybe 10 rounds of daylight, 10 rounds of night, or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good, Sam. Good idea.
Yay, I had an idea that was good.
Okay, I feel like that's a good shell. That's a good shell. We've got some items, we've got a trading mechanic, we've got a hidden goal, yeah?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, and then we've got an organic... No, it's not organic, it's a timed... A round timer. Yeah, I like it. It all sounds pretty good. So, are we happy to end it there?
Well, just in regards to the hidden goal, so is that going to have a soul value as well? And if you don't complete that, it's then just your victory points are the souls that you completed throughout the night?
Yeah.
Is that how we were playing
it? I was imagining the hidden one as like a... something that would give you lots of bonus points if you did it, but not mandatory.
Mandatory, yeah, cool.
And is it a contract you actually complete, or is it just you need to have those in your hand at the end of the game?
I think we go with an in-hand at the end of the game, because then you could think you're winning and then it hits day and then, you know, someone else has managed to score an extra couple of points that gets them across the line.
Yes. Excellent. All right, Sam, where can we find you?
You can find me at Sam Prattwhite on Twitter and also at Video Shop Pod on Twitter, because I own the video shop.
and
you know, run the video shop, I should say. It's like less dictatorshipy sounding. Co-run the video shop. I don't want Cal to listen to this. Get mad at me.
And Phoebe, where can we find you?
I'm Cardboard Vault on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And you'll also talk to me if you tweet at Bezier Games, because I do their social media.
Excellent. And hopefully the Brigade has funded by now. And if you have missed out on it or you wanted to see it, please check out the Facebook page at Red Genie Games on Facebook, or redgeniegames.com. And
links will be in the description.
Brigadegame.com. Yeah, hopefully. All right, thanks, guys.
That's another game by the Dice Hard crew. You can see, read, and ask questions on the Facebook group Dice Hard Discussions. Alex can be found on Twitter at BlueRoomBG and at winter.persona.co. You can follow Dice Hard at VideoShopPod on Twitter and see the complete VideoShop network at thevideoshop.com.au.